Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Star Fox is back with a new remake for the Switch 2. Valve's Steam controller is available to order, and they're fighting off the scalpers, and someone has finally found the Diablo 4 cowl level. Here's the news for Sunday, 10th of May, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Nintendo very suddenly announced this week that a Star Fox game is on the way. Literally, they just went, here's a direct about it. It's a remake of Star Fox 64, and we'll see all the main players return, but with massively upgraded visuals and more of a realistic animal style for the characters. It's the same stage layout, but it has new cutscenes, voice acting, two new modes, and co-op. So you can play with a friend, and one controls the R-Wing, and the other handles the shooting. Or you can take on another team in the new battle mode, either with your friend or with people online.
I must admit, after seeing Fox McCloud in the latest Mario movie, it felt weird seeing this Fox. There's not a lot of facial expressions or emotions. He looks very unanimated for the voice that we hear. Speaking of faces, however, you can also use the game chat camera feature and have a member of the Star Fox team as your avatar. It'll follow your face and facial expressions. It got a bit of mixed reaction from fans, with many joking how many times can they remake Star Fox 64? The 64 essentially just stands for how many times they've remade the game at this point. All that to say though, it will be out on Switch 2 on June 25th, and we'll leave a link in the show notes if you want to watch the direct. We didn't have a show last week, but Valve dropped their new Steam controller, getting it out earlier than the Steam Machine or Steam Frame because, and I quote, it doesn't have any RAM. The reviews are in, and it's looking like a very solid piece of kit, but just be aware, it only works for Steam games. It's incredibly customizable in the software. If you've used a Steam Deck, you'll be familiar with the options, and the two touchpads open up a lot of mouse-based games when playing on the couch.
There has been a reservation system set up this time as well, in an effort to knock out those scalpers who are jacking up the price. That price is $149 Australian dollars or $99 US. There isn't any update so far on the availability of Steam Machine hardware, but according to The Verge, who have been watching shipping manifests, Valve has just imported 50 tons of game consoles. So there is reason to believe it is sooner rather than later, even if it's likely to be very expensive, which we all know it will be. It's been almost 3 years since Diablo 4 released, and fans have found a secret cow level. That's right, cows, and it turns out it's a common occurrence in Diablo games, so since the game launch, players have been hunting for the cows. Loathburger on YouTube has finally done it after getting some information and items from the recent Lord of Hatred expansion. He had to complete 3 specific cow quests and then combine the rewards, which gets you a There Is No Cow level achievement. Then after solving a riddle on Cow Island, he made it to the cow level and had to fight a boss called the Cow King.
Once you defeat him, you get some cool items, one of which is called Prime Rib, which is pretty great. People are already starting to think that the Prime Rib is actually something that could lead you to something more, another cow quest perhaps? A cow god? Obviously, we've majorly condensed how he did it. I've watched a bit of the video, and it sounds like one big conspiracy. It's crazy that people can get all these hints and put it all together. I love when devs do funny things like this, and it's even better when it takes years for people to find it, especially when they have this level of commitment. Bad news, Fee. Nintendo is the next studio to up the price of their console, with the Nintendo Switch 2 increasing from $699.95 Australian dollars to $769.95, or if you're in America, it goes up by $50 to $499 USD. There is a slight glimmer of hope, though. Save yourself about 10% by grabbing a console before the 1st of September, which is honestly pretty good of them to give us so much time.
This seems to be inevitable now. Normally, we'd recommend holding off on consoles until some more games arrive on the system, but it's hard to give that advice anymore. Once someone finally get this RAM crisis under control already, holy moly. Just to recap, PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo have now all increased their prices from launch, which is a terrible timeline.
Yippee!
Once again, we send off my war rig.
Flight Simulator 2024 is back with another update, and this time they're going down under. That's right, it's an Aussie update. You get to fly over iconic landmarks and locations, and there are even new rescue missions inspired by the work of the New South Wales Rural Fire Services, which is the largest volunteer fire services in the world. We love our fireys getting a spotlight, and they worked closely with Microsoft on this one and consulted on all aspects and depictions of firefighting in the game.
You also get to see one of my favourite things about Australia, our big things. Apparently in the game, you can fly over the big koala, the big mango, the big orange, and more. I've not even heard of two out of three of those big things.
Yep, they're true.
We have a big mango?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it got stolen once.
How big is the mango if it can get stolen?
It's in Queensland.
I'm a classics girl. I like the big pineapple. I like the big prawn.
Big banana.
The big banana. It's classic.
We've got the world's tallest bin in WA. It's just a cylinder. It's nothing special.
Yeah. You know what? That's something. You can also see the CSIRO radio telescope and observatory in parks, which was featured in the movie The Dish. They put in a lot of Australian aviation history as well, including the CAC Boomerang, which is the only historic fighter aircraft designed and built entirely in Australia. It's always cool when Australia gets a lot of love in video games, and I'm hoping at some point they do an update to show the amazing work our Royal Flying Doctor's Service does. They have 81 planes.
They're amazing.
I actually know that off the top of my head. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Ever wish to live that van life in a utopian near future where everything runs on renewables? Nah, me neither. But if cozy open world vibes and electric combi vans are your thing, you might enjoy the chill and colourful Outbound when it arrives on the 11th of May on pretty much everything, PC and consoles.
The team behind The Quarry and Until Dawn are back with Directive 8020, a sci-fi narrative adventure set 12 light years away from Earth. This spooky sci-fi game has choice-based narrative options with a mix of walking simulator and choose your own adventure. Whatever it is, it'll be cinematic as heck. Get that one on Tuesday, the 12th of May on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
Oh boy, Subnautica 2 is finally here. Dive beneath the waves and explore the depths in this follow-up to the survival crafting game. There's been a lot of drama surrounding this release. Just head back to the walkthrough archives. But if you've been excited to get chomped by sea monsters, you can finally pick it up on Thursday on PC and Xbox.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John. Thank you so much for listening.
If you ever wanted to learn more about the real lives and absolutely genuine interactions of the Sifter team, you can listen to the latest episode of Drop Rate, where Kat's adventures in Tomodachi life, living the dream, unfold in quite scary accuracy. Drop Rate is Sifter's review podcast, and we dig into the games we've been reviewing, hosted by one, Carl Paletto. Search for Sifter and Drop Rate on your favourite podcast player, or head to our website to see an episode attached to the reviews.
You may or may not even hear about executive producer Gianni falling in love with Kyle himself. Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Kyle Pauletto, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
And thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for eventually creating the remix of my weekly Yippee. I'm so sorry, Mitch. I've made your job so hard this week. We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Mina Shamali from ABC Classics Game Show joins us once again to go back through the best soundtracks of 2025, and there might be a theme that connects them all.
It could be that composers are unafraid to write songs and bring lyrics to the foreground. You see it with a few of the mentions, the few of the scores you're going to hear today. And not that it wasn't always the case, but I feel like composers have become more fearless around this. And I'm quite enjoying that because it expands what it means to be a video game score.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube or head to our website, sifter.com.au.